What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Brad Keselowski joins us on KMOX testing at Worldwide Technology Raceway for the Enjoy Illinois 300. How'd it go?
Good. You know, long day. It's really hot here in the St. Louis area. But, you know, the tests that we do are really for two purposes. You know, it's to make sure the tire and the track combination is right, and two, to help our team when it performs for the race when we come back here in a few months. So we're certainly checking those boxes and feeling really confident when we come back.
You have a great history here. Take me back to your first times coming here.
Yeah, I remember my first race here in 2004, which was a real thrill. You know, this track is so unique. It's got its own feel to it, the way it drives. The two ends are completely different. And from above, it looks like a really simple oval. But in the race cars, it's anything but that. Very challenging to get the cars or trucks to drive well. And you really got to kind of manhandle them.
And then the pit strategy, which last year you got very close. I mean, you finished third, and obviously you liked what was going on there.
Yeah, we had a shot to win last year and had a few issues that put us behind and recovered really well towards the end of the race, and that was a fun race for us.
It is a long season, but it ends for a select few in the playoffs. Can you describe to fans here who will experience this for the first time what that's like?
Yeah, you know, NASCAR's version of the playoffs is a little different than other versions, but, you know, ultimately, you know, every 3 weeks the field kind of shrinks, and, you know, last thing you want to be is looking from the outside in. So with this race being one of those events that shrinks the field, there's always a little extra pressure.
Appreciate the time.
You're welcome.
That is Brad Keselowski. Also had a chance to talk to Kyle Larson, one of the best in the business.
Kyle, you were part of the announcement back when they announced that a cup race was coming here. You know Curtis and Chris and everybody well. Can you describe how far they've come, the momentum that they've built here?
Yeah, I just think, you know, this place is, you know, it definitely deserves a Cup Series race. I feel like the fan base here in the Midwest is amazing. You know, they like all forms of racing, but especially NASCAR, and, you know, the stands are packed here, even when the weather hasn't been that perfect, you know, in the past. So I think moving it later in the year, the weather should be even better, and the crowd should be, you know, even much more, or that much more lively. So, yeah, I look forward to it, and I think it's good for our sport to be here in St. Louis.
Good to hear from Kyle Larson. Brad Keselowski, pretty good endorsement for the Executive Vice President, General Manager of Worldwide Technology Raceway. Chris Blair, how are you, Chris?
Good morning, Tom. I'm doing great. It's you know, we're 2 months out as of today for the return of Xfinity, so the countdown clock is on.
Yes, we are. Good to hear from those guys. You were there for their testing at the track, and it's always nice to hear from two of the giants of the sport talking about your track.
Yeah, it really is. You know, Brad's been there for so many years and been part of so many historical finishes there, and it's great to see him come back and you know, be excited about racing here in St. Louis. And then too, with Kyle, and Kyle admits this isn't one of his better tracks, but he got so many laps in the other day during that test session that I think he's going to be pretty much dialed in by the time the race actually rolls around, because he was in the car all day long for 2 days, and he was just making lap after lap. So I'm sure he learned a lot of things about how to get around this racer.
Those two, Brad Keselowski and Kyle Larson, are right next to each other, different rows, but in positions next to each other in the Grant Park 165 today, the street race in Chicago, a unique situation. I know that they have street races among the circuits, but this one to NASCAR creates a lot of buzz, doesn't it?
It sure does, and it's, you know, it's really it kind of put NASCAR on more of a global stage when you start to see it just showcases their versatility. That's been one of the things that people for so long thought you had to have that brick and mortar racetrack that you're all there all year round, and then you take a look at what NASCAR did at the Clash at the Coliseum when they transformed the LA Coliseum into a racetrack, and what they're doing with this street race, and there's lots of rumors going around that there might be some other street races in the future as things bounce around. So I think it's good for the sport that they can kind of plant their flag in certain cities and really be able to do some things really special. And you might be even somewhere down the road see a combo race between a couple of those series like NASCAR and IndyCar or something like that.
So, yeah, that'd be fun.
I think it's good for the sport. And it's good for the Midwest, too. If we keep building this fan base, you know, now with two races in the state of Illinois, that can only help things as we get more and more people ingrained in NASCAR.
That's right. The Enjoy Illinois 300, your race, is 2 months away, September 7th at Worldwide Technology Raceway, Madison, Illinois, right here in the St. Louis area. In Chicago, I was listening to Denny Hamlin's press conference, and he was asked about future street races and discussed that situation, but also the opportunity for branding. He said they had one partner activation at the Yacht Club, and then they were going to go over to the Jordan brand party. And, you know, he's involved, of course, as we all know, with Michael Jordan. There's a lot of people still putting their name on these NASCAR teams, and who knows what the future is. But I think that is part of it right there, just expanding the audience as best you can.
Well, and that's one of the good things. When you take a look at what they're doing there, they're taking it to downtown Chicago. When you come to St. Louis, you're near downtown St. Louis. But the majority of the other races around the country, with probably the exception of Indianapolis, everything else, they'll say it's in a particular town, but it's really 50 miles outside of town. So having the ability to do those activations at the center of businesses, at the center of the sponsorships, really getting to engage the community, it makes it a whole lot easier than trying to load everybody up on buses and ship them out to be a part of something. So there's a lot of positives that can be made from being close to downtown, right in the center of the action.
You heard me ask Kyle Larson there about being our guest for that opening kickoff at Ballpark Village when we announced that the Cup race was coming to St. Louis. And ever since then, boy, he's been good to you, hasn't he? Signing autographs, Ballpark Village, people have come by. I know you have a lot of things planned that you're going to be announcing here pretty soon as we're 2 months out.
Yeah, and that's one of the great things about a lot of these drivers. We've got
possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes, and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
A core group of drivers that they cut their teeth racing around here, racing at tracks like Little Belleville or Tri-City Speedway or Peavely, the 55 Speedway with the World of Outlaws. And, you know, Kyle Larson, Christopher Bell, Alex Bowman, There's so many of these guys that they raced around here. Tyler Reddick, he actually lived in southern Illinois when he was racing dirt late models a few years ago. So this is home for a lot of those guys, and they want to be able to reconnect with that fan base that made them what they are. And that's one of the reasons they love coming here, is because we also, you know, we're race fans too, and we love those short tracks, and we try to engage with all those fans. That's something some of the other tracks haven't done. And so those drivers love helping us out and hopping in and participating in all those different activities.
That is going to be a playoff race in St. Louis. Can I hear from your perspective what the importance to fans who might not realize why this is so heightened now, and having a playoff race in St. Louis and what that means for the drivers?
Well, if you're, you know, for the common or for the casual fan or the person who's just new to NASCAR, if you were to come to our race in June of last year, everybody, when they were racing in that race, they knew that they had several other chances. I think they still had 9 other chances after our race to earn their spot in the playoffs. Well, what happens when you make it to the playoff rounds? Every 3 races, they're cutting somebody out of the mix, and it's basically either win or go home. So it takes that intensity level. It's kind of like what you see in the month of September with baseball. If a team still has a chance, they're making all those bold moves and the dive moves and everything that they've got to do to get to that next level. And it's the same way with NASCAR. You're basically taking that intensity level and cranking it to 11, because you got to be able to go fast or go home, and that's basically the situation it puts them in. And so you're going to see incredible racing all over the racetrack from the start to the finish. There's no laying back and waiting. You have to go.
And then finally, Chris, in my partnership with you, and ever since I've known you, you and Curtis and your great crew have made this an event. It's not just a race, and the race itself is awesome. The guys love driving, as Brad said, that tight 1 and 2 and a little more open 3 and 4. It's a different kind of oval, but you're trying to make it a different kind of event for St. Louis, kind of everything all wrapped into one: food, music, and racing.
Yeah, and that's one of the great things about the partnership of Worldwide Technology and David Stewart and the Stewart Family Foundation. David saw this event as an opportunity to really showcase the area, so they came up with the Confluence Music Festival. And over the course of the next couple of weeks, I think we're going to make our first announcement this Tuesday about the musical acts that we're going to have. The last couple of years, we've had about 30 acts on 5 different stages throughout the weekend, so we've got that. And so many other engagement pieces with Worldwide Technology and with some of our other sponsors, where fans can really get that immersive experience in the fan zone and things like that. So people saw what we did here, and you're starting to see that in some of the other places. They're taking some of the ideas. We've become the test lab for a lot of other events, and they're turning this into this festival atmosphere. And, we've got some more great things coming. Everybody's excited about it. And each year, and Dave and his team have a tremendous amount of enthusiasm for this. And just when we think that they're satisfied, they come in and they crank it up a notch. So we're going to be having some great announcements coming up about all the great things that are going to be going on that are included with the race ticket to the event.
That's awesome. That's going to be September 6th and 7th. It really starts on Friday, September 5th. The race is September 7th, but you mentioned Xfinity is on the 6th, and so much going on during that weekend. By the way, the Cardinals are in town that weekend. They're taking on the Giants, so there will be a lot of opportunity to do some things sports-wise downtown and 5 minutes away at Worldwide Technology Raceway in Madison, Illinois. It's going to be big time. And that's the weekend after Labor Day. Remember, folks, Labor Day weekend actually starts August 30th this year. Labor Day is September 1st. So it's the weekend after Labor Day weekend is the NASCAR Cup race, the Enjoy Illinois 300 here in St. Louis. Appreciate you, Chris. Good to be with you. And enjoy the race in Chicago. We'll all be watching.
All right, Tom, take care, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Chris Blair with us on KMOX Sports on a Sunday morning. When we come back, Doug Armstrong, Blues general manager, breaking down the latest moves by the team. I thought they had a pretty good week, actually. Back in a moment on KMOX.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.